Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
Howdy, folks. You ever wake up in the morning and things look a little different? Like maybe the light is coming in through the window in a way it normally doesn't. Or maybe a book isn't exactly where you left it.
Good morning, Midland Springs! What the?
Or in Tommy's case, you woke up and there were bags and bags of cash all over your room.
Where did all this money come from? Did I win the lottery? I feel like I would remember that. And they would give me the money in some sort of ceremony, not just put it in my room while I slept. Also, I never bought a lottery ticket. There are a lot of holes in this theory. That sounds like it's coming from the town bank. I'd better go check it out.
Now calm down, everyone, please. I'm just the bank teller.
Come on now, folks. Let's be calm and reasonable as we get to the bottom of this.
Where's my money?
And my money.
Well, you don't even have an account with us.
No, but I like yelling.
What's happening here?
Phew. Glad you're here, Tommy.
Tommy, good to see you. Someone stole all our money.
Yeah, our money has been stolen.
I just said that you never had an account with us. You don't have any money.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know, it's the strangest thing. I woke up this morning surrounded by bags of money.
Whose money?
I don't know. Just bags of money.
Are you telling us that you robbed the bank, Tommy?
What? No!
Then how'd you wake up with all our money?
Yeah, that's our money.
I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for this. Right, Tommy? You have a reasonable explanation, don't you?
I don't.
What's all this commotion about? I'm trying to run a respectable soda saloon over here.
The bank was robbed last night.
What? But how? Surely the bank had Mr. Something-Something's patented anti-theft spray.
Anti-theft spray?
Of course. Why, I use it on my own establishment. Give it a good nightly spray and it's never been robbed once. Look, I have a bottle on me right here.
I've never even heard of this anti-theft spray. It tastes just like cactus juice. But you say it works?
Well, have I ever been robbed?
Not to my knowledge.
So as far as you know, it works.
I guess so. Wow, it really does work. I'll take 5 bottles.
I'll take some.
Me too.
Wait a second. We need to solve who took the money.
Well, it sounds to me like you did, Tommy.
No, I didn't. I just woke up with a bunch of money in my room. That's normal, right?
Oh, yeah. That happens to me every day.
Does it?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Look, I don't know what happened, but I promise I did not rob the bank.
That sounds like something a guilty person would say.
It's also something an innocent person would say.
How would you know what innocent people say? You're guilty.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we gotta lock up Tommy Tumbleweed.
Oh, I'm so confused. What should we do, Tommy?
It's okay, Stal. Everyone listen. I'll go to jail willingly, just until this is sorted out. I promise I had nothing to do with this mess. Stal, go ahead. Put me in jail until we figure out what happened.
It's strange times in Midland Springs. you and I both know that Tommy is innocent, but the rest of the town, well, that's a different story.
And that different story starts now. Rita was a farmer on the edge of town.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, who are you?
I'm the narrator of a different story, like you just said.
It's just an expression. We don't actually need another narrator telling a different story.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right.
Do you mind if I just hang around?
Sure, just let me do the talking.
Oh, okay. You won't even know I was here.
Okay, now, where was I?
Rita the farmer was on the edge of town.
No, no, that's the different story. We're talking about Tommy Tumbleweed. So anyway, Stow had to lock up Tommy in jail.
It's not fair, Tommy. You didn't steal the money.
I know, Stow, but the question is, who did? Because right now the whole town still thinks it's me.
Why would someone rob a bank, but then leave all the money at your bedside?
I've been thinking about it all day and I can't figure it out. Who would benefit?
Hello, Stow, Mr. Tumbleweed.
Hi, Mr. Something-Something.
I've just come to see if I can interest you in Mr. Something-Something's patented anti-theft spray.
Why would anyone want to rob a jailhouse?
I don't know, but the whole town is buying them. The robbery was the best thing that could have happened to me. No offense.
Not your fault, Mr. Something-Something.
Oh, also, I should tell you that there's going to be a trial tomorrow, and I will be the one prosecuting you.
You're going to be arguing I'm guilty?
It's nothing personal, but you should probably get a lawyer. So long.
Oh, no! Tommy, who's going to be your lawyer?
You could do it, Stow!
I don't know, Tommy.
Come on, Stow. I need someone who believes I'm innocent, beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's you, isn't it?
Of course I'll do it, Tommy. But I don't know the first thing about being a lawyer. All I know is you need a briefcase.
I have a briefcase you can borrow.
You do? I've always wanted a briefcase. Okay, I'll do it. I'll be your lawyer.
Thanks, Stow. I knew I could count on you.
Okay, Tommy. I'm going to go work on your case. That's what lawyers say. You stay put.
I've got no choice, Stow. I'm in jail, remember?
Well, folks, looks like Stow's off to free Tommy, while Tommy's just sitting around.
Because I don't have a choice!
Right, yes. Because he doesn't have a choice.
Did everyone forget I'm currently in jail?
Oh, that's right. Well, why don't you sit there a little while longer, because I got a quick commercial break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. It was a beautiful morning, and Rita the farmer was waking up on the edge of town. The birds were chirping that day, and...
Hey, what'd I say?
Oh, don't mind me. I thought I could fit a quick little story between a commercial break.
No, we don't have time for that. Tom is on trial.
Oh, yep, you're right, my bad.
Jeez, you give a mouse a cookie, you know what I mean, folks? Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, Tom's trial's about to start.
All right. We're all in this courtroom today to determine whether Tommy Tumbleweed robbed the town bank. Mr. Something-something?
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I first say that you are very good-looking.
Oh, he noticed.
I like him.
Objection!
Objection? Are you saying we're not good-looking?
No, I mean, he can't say that. This is a trial.
You can't say we're good-looking?
Stal, we want the jury on our side.
Never mind. You all are beautiful.
That sounded insincere.
I don't believe him for a second.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we all know that the town bank was robbed last night because they didn't have Mr. Something-Something's anti-theft spray, which would have prevented that. A spray which you can all purchase in the lobby. I'll be out there after the trial selling bottles. Buy two, and you'll get a free pen.
Ooh, I like pens.
Now, all the money was stolen from the bank. And where did it end up? In Tommy's room. Can you explain that, Mr. Tumbleweed?
No, I can't.
I thought not. I called to the witness stand, the bank teller. Bank teller, tell us what happened.
Well, I came into the bank vault yesterday morning and all the money was gone.
It was gone?
Yes, we keep the money in the vault on a high shelf. And when I came in, there was nothing on the shelf.
Bank teller, are these bags here the very same bags of money that were in the bank?
Yes, they are. Smells kind of weird, though.
Let the court know that the bags the bank teller is holding are the very same bags that were found in Tommy Tumbleweed's room. I rest my case. And you should know that I will be offering a discount on anti-theft spray to any jury member that votes Tommy Tumbleweed guilty.
Ooh! That's a good deal.
I like discounts. Maybe he's guilty.
All right. The defense may now take the case.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Did you see my briefcase? Makes me look like a real lawyer, huh? It's nice, isn't it?
It's all right.
Get on with the lawyering.
Well, look, Tommy didn't do it. Because, well, he just couldn't. He's the sheriff. He's a great guy, and he's helped all of you. Bank teller, remember that time Katie Catterwall stole your change machine? Tommy got it back for you.
That's true, he did. I couldn't make change without it. Ah, I love making change.
And Judge, remember when your judge's robe went missing?
I sure do. I had to wear a shower curtain for a week. Until Tommy here caught the bandit that stole it.
That's right. And he'd do the same for any one of you in this court. Because that's the kind of sheriff Tommy Tumbleweed is.
Well, that's nice and all, but that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
Help me here, Tommy.
Sorry, Stal. I think you're going to have to do some actual lawyering.
Oh, I was afraid I'd have to do some lawyering. Okay. Wait, bank teller. Where did you say the money in the vault was kept?
On a high shelf.
Was the shelf too high for Tommy to reach?
Yes, I'd say it was. He is quite short.
Hey, I'm only 10. I'm going to grow.
And a moment ago, you said the bags smelled funny. Would you say they smelled like cactus juice?
Now that you mention it, that's exactly what they smelled like.
You know what else smells like cactus juice? Anti-theft spray. And the person who makes it? Mr. Something-Something.
What?
Tommy's not tall enough to reach that money shelf in the vault, but you were. You stole the money bags from the bank and planted them in Tommy's room to frame him.
That's a ridiculous theory.
Is it? I submit that Mr. Something-Something's anti-theft spray isn't real at all. It's just bottled cactus juice. And you know the thing about cactus juice is, it's really sticky.
So what?
So what's that you have stuck to the bottom of your shoe there?
Why, look! It's money!
From the bank!
Stuck there from when you robbed the bank.
I should check my shoes more often. Okay, fine, it was me.
I knew it!
Style, you did it!
But why, Mr. Something-Something? Why frame Tommy?
It was another scheme. I had a lot of extra cactus juice, so I decided to call it anti-theft spray. But I needed a big crime to get everyone's attention, so I tried to frame Tommy. But I'm sorry now, so obviously I deserve to get off scot-free.
I sentence you to jail!
What?
Sorry, Mr. Something-Something. Those are the rules.
This isn't the last you heard of me, Tommy Tumbleweed. I'll be back. And when I am, I don't know what I'll do, but I'm going to think a lot while I'm in jail. And I'll probably read a book, too. I've been meaning to read more books. Maybe I'll learn to cook, too. I want to know how to make an omelet.
Well, you're free, Tommy. I guess you'll be wanting this briefcase back.
Nah, Stel. You did such a great job, you can keep it.
Aw, thanks. You think things will calm down around here now that Mr. Something-Something's in jail?
I don't know, Stal. I have a feeling we've got a lot more adventures ahead.
They sure do. There's all sorts of great stories ahead about Stal and Tommy.
And even one about Rita, the little farmer.
No, this is the adventure of Tommy Tumbleweed. Get your own podcast.
Sorry, I figured I'd give it a try.
Ah, that's okay. Maybe we'll have an episode about Rita after all.
Really?
Nah. All right, folks. That's it. See you next time for another rip-roaring adventure in the Old West. Bye.
Go, kid, go.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.